Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to do a recipe adjustment for a pasta salad. Lightening up your recipes or making them a little bit healthier lets you use all your family favorites, but just to make some adjustments with the ingredients or the cooking technique. So check over your ingredients to see what you might change, as in, could you delete some of the salt or sugar? Could you substitute with a healthy alternative? For example, instead of using oil to pan fry, could you just spray with a healthy vegetable oil spray like Pam? Could you completely omit a particular ingredient like salt? And then, of course, can you change the cooking technique, for example, grill or broil rather than fry? So let's tackle pasta salad because it's a favorite, easy meal. You can make a batch of it. It can last you for a couple meals. You can put in so many different ingredients. But some of the typical ingredients are not the healthiest. It might have a mayonnaise-based salad dressing, which nothing wrong really with mayonnaise, but it would make it a high-calorie salad. The pasta might be a white pasta. And then depending what you add for protein, some people add cheese, some people add beef, and bacon pieces or bacon bits are common to add to a pasta salad. So let's see where we might lighten it up or add some healthier ingredients to really make it nutrient dense. Let's tackle the pasta first. Now, by the way, half a cup of any kind of pasta is going to have 100 calories. There's just no way you can get around that. But if you make the switch to a multigrain or a whole wheat pasta like Ronzoni whole wheat, Barilla multigrain, which has oats and barley in it, you'll double or triple the fiber. So let me give you this example. Regular pasta is 2 grams of fiber. Multigrain is 4. Whole wheat pasta is 6. That fiber is important for filling you up without having to eat so much. And it actually is a natural way to reduce your cholesterol and manage weight because that fiber binds fat and cholesterol as it works through your intestinal tract. Now, if you're raising a family and you're thinking, there's no way my kids are going to handle a brown-looking pasta, you want to slowly transition them towards that. You have to give them that opportunity to try some new foods. So you got to try it out. But consider going half and half. So you can use half your regular pasta and half multigrain or whole wheat. And that just lets you slowly transition until you're doing 100% whole wheat or multigrain. Okay, how about the vegetables that you add to your pasta salad? Some people don't add any at all. I'm suggesting you add a lot so that a serving of pasta salad will actually be a serving of vegetables. You can add them in either raw or you can slightly steam them. And cooking your vegetables does not change the nutritional content and it doesn't alter the fiber. So sometimes it's nice with firmer texture or harder vegetables to slightly steam them. And the ones I like to steam are carrots, cauliflower, and broccoli. I'll cut them into small pieces and lightly steam them. It just takes that hard edge off of them. I keep raw onions, peppers, tomatoes, shallots, obviously, and then baby spinach leaves. I would not pre-cook any of those. You want a little bit of that texture, and they're already pretty soft. So add maybe 2 to 3 times the vegetables that you would normally add to a pasta salad, okay? And that means every serving of pasta salad is a serving of a vegetable. Dressing. Okay, a lot of different ways to handle your dressing, but I will let you know that a tablespoon of mayonnaise is 120 calories, and you're going to get at least that in a good-sized serving of a pasta salad. So ways to sort of reduce that or thin it out, you can switch over to a reduced-fat mayonnaise, which is 50 calories instead of 120. You can also thin out that regular mayonnaise with a little bit of yogurt, non-fat yogurt, or buttermilk, which is non-fat. You'll cut the calories again in half. You could switch off the creamy kind of dressing and do an oil and vinegar dressing. Just go light on the oil because a tablespoon of any kind of oil, including olive oil, is 140 calories. I think most people don't know that. So go a little heavier, like a 2-to-1 ratio of 2 tablespoons of vinegar to 1 tablespoon of an oil. And then be sure to add lots of flavorful herbs like fresh basil or minced garlic or thyme. So you don't need quite so much dressing. I tend to make mine a little bit to the drier side. So that helps save some calories. Okay, so we've covered the pasta, loading up with vegetables, lightening up the dressing, and let me make a comment about having some protein in it so that it really is a full meal and meets the protein needs of your entire family. It's a great place to use leftover meat from the night before. So if you have a little bit of leftover chicken or some grilled fish, oh, I love putting leftover salmon or halibut, cubing it and putting it into my pasta salad. If you need a really quick form of protein, you could use the canned chicken breast and the canned tuna or canned salmon. You want to be sure to rinse off the liquid so you discard that sodium that it's packed in, flake it up, and then add it to your pasta salad. And then cheese is great to add to a pasta salad. My preference is to do a 2% cheese. A lot of folks actually won't use a low-fat cheese, but it's just made from 2% milk. You have all the protein, calcium, and vitamin D. You just cut the calories in half. Sargento, Cabot, and Kraft have some really nice 2% cheeses that go well in a pasta salad. There's also reduced-fat feta cheese, crumbles, and fat-free feta, if that's your preference. So I think you can take a look at your pasta salad and lighten up here and there to reduce the calories, to bump up the vitamin and mineral content with more fruits and veggies, to increase the fiber through the choice of pasta, and to make it extremely flavorful without just having a lot of salt added to it by using herbs and spices. So that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that